Hello, Mr. O'Brien.
Kenneth, what are you doing here?
Well, I have a tour group here, and they wanted to see the studio.
Oh, okay, Kenneth, I'm doing a show right now.
Thanks, Mr. O'Brien. I knew you'd understand. This is the former home of The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Hey! Now, Kenneth, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, right. The soon-to-be former home of The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
No.
Well, and here's a fun fact. NBC spent more time building this studio than using it.
That may be true, Kenneth, but it is a beautiful studio.
Oh, yes, it sure is. And it will make an even more beautiful storage facility for old office furniture. Oh, here's another fun fact. Just like Conan, most of the staff here uprooted and moved their families to come work here. In fact, Max Weinberg uprooted his family and his other secret family.
You know, maybe, Kenneth, maybe you can do this later, if that's cool.
Oh, no. No. This is the 5 o'clock tour. It's always been the 5 o'clock tour. If it's moved any later, it won't be the same. Where would you get such an insane idea?
You're right. I'm sorry. Kenneth DePage, everybody. He's a good man.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. I got your hey, oh, now listen what I say.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Welcome all.
Live from Los Angeles.
Anaheim.
Live from Anaheim, Los Angeles.
Anaheim is not Los Angeles.
Oh, my fault. It's worlds apart, isn't it?
It's about 30 minutes away.
Hey, so I hope everyone out there is having a good night, good day, whenever they're listening to this show. Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And we're back. So, what's the big news? We can't really go like another day, another episode without having to talk about this Conan and this Leno thing that's happening. And we're so close to it, isn't it?
Yes. So, what's the latest updates?
Well, actually, let's
update everyone.
I don't know. Let's at least tell the story about how we heard about it, so to speak, because I think this is pretty interesting, because this is actually one of the first instances where I actually, you know, I was on Twitter and I was looking around people's Twitters, and I was like,
people's tweets.
I always mess that up.
Or sometimes they're called tits.
Yeah, sometimes people's tits. I was looking at people's tits out there, just enjoying the tits that people are leaving every other second. I was like, damn, that's some good tits right there, man. I'm enjoying it a lot. But basically, yeah, so I was on Twitter, and I mean, very few times I actually look at what the hot tweet topic is, or whatever it is called. What is it called?
Trending topic.
Yeah, the trending topics. Very few times, and all of a sudden I look over there, you know, and I never really follow that, like, at all. And then I look over there and I see Conan. I was like, why is Conan, you know, on that? Does that mean something? What is this? These topics.
So mean? Then you clicked it.
And then I clicked it. And then I clicked the tits. And then all of a sudden I looked at it and people are talking about, like, Conan can't leave, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, holy crap, what's going on with Conan? Because I knew that we were going to go see Conan. And we are going to go see Conan later in a few days. And I was like, what's going on? And then that's when the news broke. I clicked one of the links that, I don't know, there's like millions of people who were talking about it.
And you clicked one of the links that was attached to the tit.
Yes. And
And then what happened?
I mean, and then
give us a play-by-play.
Oh, and then the news broke to me. They're saying, I mean, it wasn't really huge then, but they're saying like, oh, Jay Leno's show just got canceled, and it's moving over, and something about.
So Jay Leno's show was originally at 10, and then they were like, well, since the ratings weren't doing well, and the affiliates. They thought that Jay Leno's show as a lead into the news was getting poor ratings.
Yeah.
So then they're like, let's move it to 11:30, which is when Conan's show starts, The Tonight Show.
Well, I think one of the first things I heard was like Conan was going to be replaced, or they're going to give Jay Leno the show back. That was something I heard. So like, of course, I tweeted back like saying like, no. If Conan leaves, Jay Leno dies, or something like that. In
well,
response,
the thing
I'm
was
so nice.
Is that Jay Leno originally was never going to take Conan's spot back. It was originally going to be a half-hour show from 11:30, you know, to 12, and then Conan would start at 12:05. So Conan would still have his one-hour show from 12 to 1. So he would still basically have it. It's basically being pushed back half an hour and succumbing to the. God, that is Jay Leno, the god of comedy, apparently, at NBC. Face of NBC.
I mean,
like
and I think
him.
It's, I mean, you know, personally, I think it's a pretty, I don't really like Jay Leno's, like, Jay Leno, like, as a comedian or as, like, a host. I'm not a big fan, so this sort
so
of,
what
like,
don't you like about Jay Leno?
Just,
like, pinpoint
just,
some.
He just never really appealed to me, like, I just, the comedy that he doesn't really connect with me. I do, in fact, like, you know, growing up, I watched Conan. You know, I tuned in to Conan, I tuned in to David Letterman. And, you know, since I tuned in to David Letterman, I didn't watch Leno.
So basically, Leno's not your thing.
I don't know, Leno seems, like, really, like, I don't know, he seems very stale to me, in all honesty. I mean, he may be funny, or, the only thing I know that he, like, really does that, you know, that like, has been hooking people's audiences is, like, that news, what is it called? Like the
his news clippings,
the headlines, or when he goes and interviews people on the street.
Well, the people on the street segments aren't anything new.
Well, those are the only things I think that people.
But they
like those
his,
are his.
They liked his people on the street segments.
But see, with that, I find that like David Letterman and Conan, they always bring new ideas, and they have a different slant on things. And Leno just seemed very like stale, almost puppet like. I'd like to think nothing against him.
Puppet with a chin.
Yeah, and you know, he seemed Hollywood to me. Nothing against Hollywood, but
he is Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's just something that I don't know. Maybe I like that New York mentality towards comedy, you know. And that's what at that time Conan and David Letterman like struck with me. I was like, oh crap, you know.
So where we are right now, Conan. So basically, NBC was like, hey, we're giving Jay a show back for half an hour. And Conan, you can still host The Tonight Show. It's up to you. They basically gave him that choice if he wanted to start at 12:15. And just announced recently, he said no. So any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's career choice is pretty crazy, but it's also, you have to stand up for yourself now and then. Just like he's guaranteed that positioning, you know? And I think it really shows a lot of guts. It's also just like, it's saying like, you know, apparently Conan has fuck you money, so might as well cash in that fuck you money and just say, listen, you can't jack me around.
So
no one's going to watch Leno.
Have you heard this now about, they said that Conan, apparently his lawyers, when they were renewing, or not renewing, but when they were preparing his contract for The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
About six or seven months ago.
Yeah.
Conan's lawyers never actually put in a clause that said what time his show will start.
I guess they just always assume, I mean, like, people always
assume. That's Conan's argument, is that, like, oh, for the whole history of The Tonight Show, it's always started at 11:35.
Yeah.
So he just, like, assumed that would be it. So now it's like, you know, you're changing the time to 12:05, but, I mean, technically, in the whole, like, I don't know, lawyer terms, technically NBC can do that. How do you feel about that, Joe?
I think it's messing with someone's trust, though. And I think that's, you know, I guess that's just business.
But then
at the end of the day, it's business.
That
and
should
that is,
teach you in the future to, like, really, really watch, like, all the lawyer terms and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that it's really crucial now. Like, really.
But even if you have to think about that, after the show's been established for so many decades.
It's like, oh, yeah, we can just fuck around and just, push you out of the way anytime, really. Because, to succumb to Jay Leno.
But that just shows you how evil, like, law can be. They're like, oh yeah, well, you never put that in your contract. But, so if Conan were to put actually in his contract that the show must start at 11:35.
But who's really right here if we break it down? Like, I know we can choose sides, but maybe we can break it down and see who really is right. All right, so let's say the ratings weren't working. Well, first in the beginning, Conan was, you know, guaranteed that he would take the Tonight Show.
Yes.
So that's
in 2009.
And then, so why did Jay Leno still have a show at 10 o'clock?
Because I guess
they wanted to keep him. They're like, we can. This will cost us less, and we can produce like a whole week's worth of content for a quarter of the price of an actual drama that we're going to put in that spot. Correct?
Yes.
So like, why don't we just put Jay Leno in there? So, of course, that's going to mess up with a lot of other people's like news and stuff who air news at that time, at the 10 o'clock hour or the follow-up to the 11 o'clock. You know, that's going to mess them up. And then also, you know, no one really... I mean, between you and I, did you want to watch a talk show at 10 o'clock?
Between us?
Yeah, between... It's the only thing that really matters between you. Like, I know personally that...
I didn't tune in for the Jay Leno show because... Technically, I know a lot about TV, but I never really watch TV. It makes no sense. I don't know. I don't know if I would... I don't know. 10 o'clock? I don't know. Who knows? It just depends on my random schedule. And
I mean, even...
I don't know. I'm not really the best person to ask about scheduling because it's kind of crazy. I could watch something at 3 in the morning or watch something whenever.
If you wanted to watch it, you would tune in. And basically, for me, I've never once said, like, oh, Jay Leno's show is on right now at 10 o'clock. It's just, to me, it felt like a move that was more for commerce as opposed to just...
But everything revolves around money.
Well, that's true, but it's also like... Well, I'm not going to even talk about it professionally. I'm just going to say, like, I don't really feel like watching a talk show at that point. It's not,
so you'd rather wait till 11:30.
It's not late night. If anything, it would have felt more proper to put Jay Leno's show as a half an hour block at 9:30. Because if they do that with the Saturday Night Live stuff, they can do that with Jay Leno's show.
I think Jay Leno should just have, like, quarterly shows, meaning, like...
No, I don't think Jay Leno should be on the air at all.
Well, no, he should have, like, specials, like
Dick Clark special style?
Or, like, just, you know, 4 times a year, give Jay Leno, like, a special on NBC. I don't know. Or my other solution, which you thought, Joe, you thought was rough on the ratings because Saturday night ratings aren't that good, but I was thinking maybe Jay Leno can have a one-hour show leading up to the local news before Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
so it'd be like Jay Leno, local news, Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
for 1 hour every week.
And you know, I can't really diss the 12 o'clock time because Jimmy Kimmel is on at 12 o'clock, and I guess he's doing okay. He has his own niche, but really to Conan, he really like coveted that time slot, or he covered that show at that time slot. You know.
Some people are arguing, they're like, oh, well, if you have DVR and whatever that other thing is that you tape your shows or you can watch on the internet the next day, it shouldn't even matter because people can watch it whenever they want nowadays.
Well, then they would have done the same thing with Jay Leno, right?
But then Conan has more of like a value to that time slot.
And also,
that, like, it was like a respect thing to like Johnny Carson and like the whole history of the Tonight Show.
Well, basically, at the end of the day, he's just like, well, fuck it then. If you're going to fuck me around, I'm tired of it. Screw you all. I'm out of
here. I mean, I definitely think that takes balls to do.
Yeah. Because
even if you work, I don't know how many years Conan's been in comedy, but like, what, let's say 18, 19, 20 years doing what he's doing. I mean, that's dedication. And for him just to turn his back on it just over this time scuffle. I mean, yeah, I agree that this,
but
like, if I was in Conan's shoes, I'd be pissed off. Because the thing is, Conan is successful. Conan's been working his butt off for like so many years, so like everyone has their own like mental problem, whereas like, okay, for example, a homeless person could be like, oh, I wonder what I'm gonna eat tonight, like that's their problem, whereas like some other person might be like an author that's like already has a book deal, but then they're having a problem with like the cover design, and they're like, oh, I don't like my cover design, and like that's their problem, and they're all frustrated over that. But meanwhile, it's like, oh, well, that author's doing better off because they're not on the streets looking for a sandwich. You know, so everyone has their own problem. Whereas, like, Conan, you know, he's very successful, and then his big problem is NBC doing this to him.
Well, let's...
So...
I guess let's put it like...
I can understand the frustration if you're in their shoes.
Well, let's try to relate it to, like, a normal human being. Okay, say, like... So, like, okay, yeah, you have a family, right? And when the father moves on, or when the parents move on, one son is, like, guaranteed, like, the house, correct?
Okay.
Then what happens? So, all right, so, like, everyone's all like, yeah, he's guaranteed the house. And then once he gets the house, and all of a sudden, they move the house in the middle of the ocean. And then he's like, "What?" Well, it's like, you still got the house, but it's in the ocean. It's sort of like,
wait,
well...
Wait, how are you trying to make this logical? Is this really supposed to be logical or just a metaphor?
Well, it doesn't matter where they play. Basically, it's put into a place that doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how it feels to me.
Or no, like, the logical thing would be like, oh, here's your house. Okay, we promised you this house for, you know, your whole lifetime, 20 years or something. And here's your house, son. And then, like, they give it to him for 6 months, and then they're like, oh, we want it back. Yeah. That's kind of like what NBC did to Conan.
Well, it also,
instead of moving it into the ocean, they just wanted it back.
Yeah, but it's sort of just a bitchy move. Yeah, they guaranteed him. You know, it's sort of like just giving someone a taste. And it, to me, like, yeah, when it comes down to business, you know, it's all fair, like, in business. In lawyers and business, it's all fair. It's in the writing. But as, like, you know, people on the street rules, it's a bitch. It's a bitchy move.
Yeah, as far as, like, the knowing, like, the handshake motive to be like, that's a deal, you know, like, you're giving your word for something. It's kind of like NBC lost their heart. But it's all about money anyway.
I mean, but that's what's so brutal about me being, like, a business owner. It's like splitting, you know, what's good for the business. And we don't even know if this is going to be good for the business. What if people all of a sudden just start boycotting Leno, you know? Because everyone knows it's a, like, I don't know anyone that doesn't know that this was a bitchy move. That this was just like.
So what do you think about Jay Leno just going with the flow? Do you think he would be more
Leno.
Do you think he would be more of a stand-up guy if he was like, oh, you know, I already hosted this show. Oh, that's a bad Jay Leno impression. Anyway, he's like, I already hosted this show for several years, and I already had my glory days. Why don't we just let Conan have it? You know, like, and also it's not like Jay Leno's gonna go broke anytime soon.
Yeah.
From what I heard this morning, apparently, I heard from this news source that he has never once touched a single cent of his NBC money, ever. So that just shows you, how much money do you think he has in the bank? Like, some outrageous amount.
So do you think that he's, I mean, in your personal opinion, do you want him just to step aside? Give the kid a chance?
That's a hard thing, because, like, again, if you go to the heart of things, like the handshake method...
No, I'm just saying,
it's
for,
like,
you.
It would be nice if he were to show some...
Say, if, I mean, you're, say, all right, say this, you're the person, you know, in New York where they have the bigger picture of Conan in the NBC lineup. Say you're that picture, right? Would you personally want to step down?
You mean the bigger picture of Jay Leno?
Yeah. Like, basically, I'm just saying that if you're basically the face, the top of the mountain, the king of the mountain.
I think
there,
once
would
you
want
to
step?
I think if you were in Jay Leno's shoes, once you get to that level of fame and glory, you don't think about stuff like that. He's just like, oh, I got my show back.
That's what's, you know.
Har har har.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's what I feel, is that he doesn't really give a fuck at this point. You know.
Yeah.
He got what he wanted in the first place. He didn't want to move, so he got what he wanted, which is, you know, at the end of the day, that's what he's gonna think about. People gotta think about themselves. But still, like, on a personal level, since I don't really like watching Leno, and I do watch Conan. And I do watch Jimmy Fallon, and I do watch Carson Daly, who's getting, like, absolutely raped in everyone else's jokes. It's so brutal how everyone makes a comment about, like, and what happens to Carson Daly? And David Letterman is like, I haven't even seen Carson Daly. Does he even exist in real life? I was like, wow, man. I stand by Carson Daly's show. I'm sorry, America, but I do.
Well, also, like, when we were in New York last month, so, when you go to Rockefeller Center, there's this huge, huge
I wonder how
wall.
Carson feels about that.
So there's this huge wall of NBC stars, and it ranges from, like, I don't even know what that show is, but CSI, people are up there, and is CSI on NBC, or is that some other network?
That's probably another network.
Okay, well, anyway,
I don't watch that.
Whatever. I don't watch the crime shows, but they have, like, some people from the crime show, and then they have, like, Brian Williams from the news, and David Gregory from NBC News, and then they have, like, all their NBC stars, and The Office, and, you know, goes down the line of all, and Tina Fey, they have all their pictures going down the line, right? And they're all relatively equal size, height, weight, whatever. You know, they're all equal weight going down the line. Keep in mind, this is like this big mural, not painted, but like a photographic huge mural.
So basically, everyone has equal status.
Yeah, everyone has equal billing. But then, near the middle, you see this huge, huge face. And it's big Jay Leno face. Jay Leno's big face, big chin.
With his hands in his pockets, like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me.
And then it like it says like NBC.
Hey, look at me.
It says like the NBC experience or something. And then I looked at this sign. And keep in mind, this is like a month ago, and I looked over at Joe and I was like, oh, I wonder who the face of NBC is.
Yeah, you're like, and oh, well, I wonder who's the star now.
Yeah, who's the star here in this picture? It's like this Jay Leno huge face, and then everyone else is all tiny in the background. Like, all their cast of stars. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting to see that sign, and, like, just by looking at that, I was like, well, I know who rules the roost here.
Yeah.
So, we know who NBC really loves in their true heart. So, that it all makes... I don't know, if you look at stuff like that, it all kind of makes sense.
I mean, in a business sense, I think Leno's on his way out to me now. It's just on his way out, because you're seeing...
You don't think he has another good 10 years in him?
I think I'm just saying that there's a changing of the guard there, you know.
But if there's a real changing of the guard, they just left. Conan just left. That was supposed to be the changing of the guard.
But I think he's going to survive, though. That's the thing, is I think Conan.
You think he's going to move the Fox?
I don't know where Conan's going to be, but he's going to keep on developing stuff, you know.
In his basement, as David Letterman says.
In wherever he wants to do, Conan's gonna keep on developing a show.
Is it really true that Tom Green still does his show in the basement of his house?
I don't know, but he could be a millionaire and his basement could be massive.
That's awesome.
You know, because a lot of the cooking shows take place in people's houses too.
Yeah, true.
People are mistaking like these things of like, oh, you're just shooting it in a house. It's like, well, houses are pretty big, sir. You know?
If you have that level of cash.
Yeah.
Cash money.
But, it's cash money indeed.
So do you think that NBC kind of like, how do you feel about NBC, how they were like, oh, we'll keep the door open for Conan. Conan, you let us decide, like, which way you want to go. Do you think that was their way to be like...
That's even a bitch move right there, because it's like, well, you decide your death. You know? You can either say I'm moving the 12 and you can sort of appear weaker than Jay Leno. So I think that's the thing. It's like, well, if you move the 12, you're just like, well... I guess I am second billing to Jay Leno.
Yeah,
and that's it's just admitting that you're the number two, basically.
And also, you're starting like the next day. It's like already the next. It's already the next day. It's not even airing on the same day that you recorded it.
Yeah, and it's or you can take that. You can take that stance and be like, listen, I'm tired of getting fucked around here, and peace out, man. There goes your $4 million to make that studio.
Wow.
Or whatever. I don't know how much it costs to make that studio.
But do you think... I don't know. To me, it still feels crazy that Conan worked for, like, almost 20 years. I mean, I respect Conan because he, like, turned it down.
Here's the question. Would you do the same thing?
I don't know. It's hard to put myself in Conan's shoes to go through all of that struggle just to, like, get to that level.
I've been through several situations where I've actually had to make that same exact decision, where I've had to leave a show because I wasn't happy with the way things have been handled. And I totally understand that, you know, if things aren't happening and you don't want to be bitched around anymore, and it's your decision, just freaking go, man.
But at that point, also, he probably already has millions of dollars in the bank. It's not like he has to work.
Well, I'm not gonna assume that the millionaires at this point. I just want to say, like, I just want them to be as humans, because it doesn't matter how much money you have, you're still gonna have the same experience. If you're still the coach of the baseball team, that, you know, you get paid nothing, but then all of a sudden you get shoved out by someone who's just like, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was here for 10 years, buddy, and I was promised this, you know?
Yeah.
It's that like you know true. You know when someone's
it's
gonna
again
get bitched.
The same thing as like the struggle, like how I was
basically,
saying earlier about the struggle between like, you know, the homeless person's struggle of like getting a sandwich and then Conan's struggle of like this whole business thing.
And like
and him getting pushed around with Jay Leno and
also think about this
NBC
though.
Slave.
Think about this. I think I guess from I don't know if anything's changed it, but how would you feel like if you were basically stepped aside like that? Like when you know someone can just basically just take your job. Whatever it feels like, it's just like boom. Get out of the way. I'm here. Like cut in line. Whenever they feel like if they have a cut in line for free.
But pretty
I'd be
much
like, I
want to
get
way,
out of
that
this situation.
That can happen to anyone though.
But that's not true.
Except for Jay Leno.
I mean
no
like,
one can cut in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, like, the fact that you say that it can happen to anyone doesn't take away the feeling of, like, do you want it to happen to you?
No one wants that to happen to
yeah,
them.
So it's like, well, so it's like letting that happen, you know. Again, I just don't watch Leno, but I feel that I laugh at Conan stuff. I laugh at Jimmy Fallon stuff. I don't really laugh at Jay Leno stuff. Jay Leno seems to, I don't know. It just doesn't. It's humor that's like. I can only say it's just humor I don't laugh at, so it's not humor at all.
Well, actually, some of the, I'm not defending Jay Leno, but some of the best humor is humor that I don't laugh at.
But also,
because the best laugh for me is when I have I'm like laughing hysterically
that's
and my
different.
Body is like
no,
crazy, but then no sound is coming out.
No, but
out.
That's different. You're laughing though. You're still laughing.
Laughing without. A laugh track.
Yeah, that doesn't really apply to that metaphor.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't hate Jay Leno as much as you do.
I mean,
you
I'm
seem
not
to have
I'm
a little
basing,
edge against him.
I'm not basing this on hate. Well
I mean,
of
not,
course now.
I should use the word hate, but
well, of course,
I don't dislike Jay Leno as much as you do.
No, but like, of course now, like, of course I didn't dislike him as much, but now that like this is gonna go on like that, of course I'm gonna feel crappy towards it, you know?
Do you think at least for me, like from poking around on Facebook
because
and
you know
Twitter
why, but you know why this feels why I feel like I have a lot against this and probably my words are getting messed up now? It's because I know it's wrong. That's the main reason. And like I'd be mad about anything that's wrong. Like can't you just feel that this is wrong? You're screwing someone over that didn't deserve it. And like that's why when I look at it, it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, hey, your show got canceled. Oh well, come back and host the Tonight Show.
Why?
Just come on back. Door's always open.
Why don't you just put Jay Leno in front of Carson Daly? You know what
no,
I mean?
No, they would never do that.
That's what I'm saying.
They
but,
would never do
but,
that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, if he just wants to do that, just do that. You know. But it's just.
But do you think that Jay Leno is the type of person that's such a workaholic that he would like go nutso if he didn't have any type of show on TV?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like personal in his like personal life. Like I think he's such a hard worker that he would go crazy.
Yeah, but so what?
Well,
is that a factor in like the decision of like, hey, Leno's gonna feel bad if he's gonna go crazy if he doesn't have this show? It's like, well. Is Conan gonna feel bad when he pushes him out the way?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I agree.
Well, just because one person
is,
has feelings doesn't
wrong.
Mean there's no feelings
it
the other way.
It is straight up wrong, though. It is.
That's
it's
why
just
I
that
get
Jay
pissed
Leno
off at
can
him.
Use Jay Leno has more notoriety than
he has
Conan
fucking
does.
More stroke, and people who abuse their stroke like that makes me angry.
Because, you know, let's face it, Jay Leno is a major household name. Even people that have never even seen his full show know who Jay Leno is. Whereas Conan O'Brien, you know, not many. No, he doesn't have as much recognition.
Yeah, but he was told that he was going to have time to develop.
It's true.
It's like, well, how are you supposed to develop now if everyone knows that your show just got bitched? If it just got pimped? So
it's just a bad situation.
It is a bad.
It's really bad.
It's a stupid situation actually.
It's really stupid and sad and dumb. It's so many emotions in one. I'm very attracted to this news story because it's just like
no, but
it's
really,
ridiculous.
Really, what's happening to me? It just feels like everyone wants to make Jay Leno happy. But what happens if we don't make Jay Leno happy? That's the real question. Maybe did he do something that's just like, well, you promised me this, so if you don't do that, I'm suing. You know, it's
yeah,
like
that's the thing. Like you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Like maybe some crazy thing that's really happening, and Jay's like, oh well, if you cancel my show, then this happens, and like
I mean,
I'll reveal this, or like you owe me this much money, and
yeah.
Like who knows what happens? I don't know. Maybe I don't know. The whole thing is crazy.
I mean, if that's I almost guarantee that something like that happened. And then that Conan is a good guy, and he probably didn't pull those games.
Yeah, and then Leno everyone's like, "Oh, Conan's so good."
At least the impression I get, Leno seems like a guy that will do that. It's like, "Oh well, then I'll just I'll just see you. I'll just take all your money, you know."
As if he needs it.
But you know, it's not the amount of money; it's the win.
But that's the thing, it's still based around money. Even if somebody has mounds of money, that's like Donald Duck or whatever, or what's that, who's that other guy swimming, Uncle Scrooge, swimming in money. Remember he had that swimming hall or whatever with like all the money and
like the tower
and the gold coins and stuff?
Money bags.
Like that's pretty much Jay Leno just swimming in money. Like, as
like
if,
I don't know if this
like
is
he
how...
probably like uses money for his napkins or something.
Now I don't know.
He's like, pass me that $100 bill. I need to wipe this off my face.
See, I'm not sure if Jay Leno is that guy. I've never met Jay Leno
in
person.
I'm
just taking this from the impression I get, and then. I mean, if you say he's a workaholic, like how you say, a workaholic is also a guy that doesn't want to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Because just like, you know, just a person, if you're, what's it called? If you're, not a work, there's another word for workaholic, but, you know, basically.
Workaholic?
No, there's another one about his work ethic.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's the same thing. If like you're, if Michael Jordan is always a guy that's always practicing, getting the stuff better, you know? Now, of course he wants to win. That's why he practices, so he gets better, so he can win.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean everyone else is, because that's why when I was watching Jimmy Fallon and comparing it to the beginning, the show has gotten so good. Like, at least entertaining. I mean, there are people, of course, that will say they dislike it, but whatever, man. You know, I don't like olives. But there are people who like olives. I don't really freaking dog the people who like olives.
So how do you
but
think,
yet they do that to me.
How do you think Jay Leno is it like in real person? I know we've never met him. We have no way of really judging him, but just based on observation of him as a celebrity and him as a public figure, how do you think Jay Leno amounts to in real life?
I'm not gonna, you know, if I meet him one day and I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but he might be a guy, maybe professionally, that would be able to pull his weight. But maybe outside professional life, he's a nice guy. You know, if he's working on cars and stuff all the time, whatever, you know. But probably professionally, he would be able to. He has enough weight to pull. He has enough stroke to use, you know. And he'll probably use that. It's like, well, I'm Jay Leno. I have a show every day. Maybe that was the thing. Maybe he doesn't want to lose that. But who would want to lose that?
He has such notoriety, though. You know, it's... I don't know, but I still... But if I had to pick a side, I'm on Team Conan.
What is this notoriety, though? What is this?
It's like his name, his look, his hair, his chin. You just look at the dude, and it's, like, iconic. He's an icon.
Yeah, but, like... To me, it's an icon that I can be without.
That's just you, though. But I'm just saying, he has, like, okay, other people that are icon, like Dolly Parton. Okay, you know what, honestly, I don't think many people even listen to Dolly Parton's music nowadays, but everyone knows who she is. You know, it's one of those things where Jay Leno or Dolly Parton just have a presence. Michael Jackson. You know, I honestly put Jay Leno up in that category of just, like, visual looking, and just, like, he's known for comedy and hosting, like, late night show. You know? Like, he's just known as an icon like that. He has a presence.
I mean,
you might not like him, but I'm just saying he really fits in that, maybe not the top-notch category of, like, superstar level of, like, Michael Jackson or something, but he fits in, like, the Dolly Parton type category of, like, everyone knows who that person is, and they know, okay, Dolly Parton's a country singer, she has big jugs, and she has blonde hair, and she's always smiley, and she's a country singer. You know, like...
Maybe people, I'm just not too full on the idea of the... It sort of, to me, he reminds me of, like, the 90s Hollywood aesthetic, in
kind
a way.
Of, yeah.
How it's just, like, Hollywood for the sake of Hollywood, as opposed to Hollywood for the sake of glamour and quality.
I don't think people honestly look too much far. If they just see something on the surface, and then that's what they're going to see.
See, that's the problem.
That's also why Conan's show was, like, never got off the ground, in a way. I mean, granted, he only had half a year so far, but it's... I mean, it takes time to build. People, you know, and it takes time for change. You can't just all of a sudden become Jay Leno overnight.
Who wants to become Jay Leno overnight, though?
But I'm saying, you know, you can't become Jay Leno or Dave Letterman overnight.
Well, that's... But
they
see, that's,
didn't either.
But see, that was the problem, though. He was guaranteed that he would.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. That's why I said, I if I had to choose sides, honestly, I am on Team Conan, but I'm just also saying that I understand why this Jay Leno situation happened.
Well, let's just basically break it apart and not talk about, like the, you know, whose team are we on? And just look at it as a person, as an alien from another planet, looking at it, and just like comparing the situation is still like
situation.
Someone
is this.
Like it's the situation is this: Jay Leno basically owns NBC. That's how I look at it now. He just owns NBC. That's how it just looks.
Well,
like.
Well, that's what we knew already. You go to Rockefeller Center and look inside, and you'll see Jay Leno's big face. That's all you got to really see.
Crap, it's full of crap.
That's really all you gotta see. Just that one image. Seriously, he owns them. But like, okay, the thing to know about this is somebody's show got canceled. Jay Leno's show got canceled. Then they're like, oh, well, go on before Conan. Conan is like, what? Can't move my show back. You know, this is the deal.
Yeah.
You can't just like invade my show.
It's like basically,
it's an unfulfilled promise.
But it's also this giant, huge power play of people can't appear weak. You know, it's like, well, Conan's not going to appear weak by succumbing to the time. Jay Leno's not going to appear weak by not being on TV, and NBC cannot appear weak by having to succumb to people or doing this. So
and
it's
then
like,
NBC's like, oh well, you choose Conan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, even
exactly.
That move was kind of like,
and that's like the perfect business decision because it's like, well. Well, you have a job. You have a job if you want it. We can't say that we never not gave you a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes them look friendly.
So it's like those are genius moves, genius power play moves. But just like in chess, someone's gonna have to freaking go down.
So what do you think's gonna happen with Conan now?
Like I said, I think Conan is gonna
get picked up somewhere else, or
someone
what?
Someone is going to pick up Conan. Someone would be stupid not to pick up Conan. To tell you the truth, I mean. The only open slot is Fox, or unless he wants to go somewhere else, but I don't know where.
Then he'd go to cable or something.
Because all right, what's the lineup now? Now 11:30. What do you have? There's nothing on ABC because until 12, CBS has David Letterman. It's like yeah, what is Fox usually playing at that time? Reruns? King of the Hill? They're usually playing like King of the Hill.
He'll probably go to Fox.
What are the shows that were on Fox? I don't even know the. What was the last talk show you heard that was on Fox?
I wonder how much he's gonna get from NBC from like them doing this to him.
Hopefully, like a lot. You know. Hopefully, he'll just cash out his whole contract. That would be the key, if he can cash out his whole contract and everyone just gets paid for that.
That's insane.
Because he can do that, right?
I don't know.
Depends on.
That's a lot of money, Joe.
But let's break it down back to when you were hearing the news. I thought it was actually pretty incredible. It was huge. It was awesome because people can sense a struggle. But one thing I also did notice is that like, you know, people online were freaking talking about it. It wasn't just like this blip thing. It was like, oh, this happened because like. A freaking earthquake just happened, and I barely heard about it.
Well, the one thing that I noticed from being on the internet,
and people are choosing
on Twitter
teams.
And Facebook, is that maybe it might just be like the young generation, but it just felt like everyone was siding for Conan.
But I'm sorry, but like that,
I never saw one person post anything for Jay.
But here's the times we live at. We are in the me generation. We are in the internet generation is all. You know, people like hip, competent people that like, I'm not hip, but people who know the internet, you know,
mm-hmm.
They're like, come on, name one kid, you know, one little kid, one person below your age that hasn't been on the internet or has a computer.
I can't think of anything.
That's what I'm saying. That's the generation that's going to know. Those are the people coming up. Like, wouldn't you think that you saw that coming, that you should sort of cater to them? That's why you have viral marketing. Because those are the people that are going to be there. Those are people who are going to buy tickets.
And none of those people were for Jay Leno.
What?
That were posting anything. It was all like supporting Conan comments.
Yeah.
There was never anyone that was like, oh, what about Jay?
Wouldn't it be such a sick thing if the internet, like, if NBC went onto their website and be like, all right, how about let's you guys decide? Conan stays or Leno stays?
I saw the last poll I saw was TMZ, and TMZ said 60% Conan, 40% Leno. That was a while ago.
But do you think that would have been crazy if they did that? If NBC was like, listen, we can't decide this, and, you know, would that make them look good? Because then all of a sudden, all these people would get
massive hits. It'd be like American Idol or something. But you know what Jay Leno would do? He'd pay people to click. He'd be like, oh, I'll pay you $100 a click.
Well, fuck you. Then let him just spend his money. But it would be interesting to see that, like, if they really had it, if they had it battled out. I heard David Letterman, when I was checking online, David Letterman on one of his shows was saying that, like, they should both co-host. And that if Jay Leno wants to just do the opening jokes, let him do the opening jokes, and then Conan will take the rest of the show.
I don't think that they would do that. I think that Jay would think that was insulting.
It would both be insulting, but it's just like, well, if they're both gonna bitch about it. Oh, and also, Jimmy Kimmel, last night, or a couple nights ago, last week now, that he dressed up the whole entire night. He was dressed up as Jay Leno and impersonating Jay Leno.
Really? Yes. Did he do a good voice?
No, but I have it on tape. I'll let you check it out. But holy crap, he did the whole show as Jay Leno.
That's pretty cool.
Had the hair and everything, and doing the voice, and he was doing the laugh. Oh my god! Oh my god! It was pretty hilarious. It was awesome.
So has Jimmy Fallon mentioned anything about this?
I think he did. I haven't caught it yet.
I noticed somebody commented that apparently Jimmy Fallon, quote, is the pussy of late night for not talking about it.
But he did say something.
Maybe he did last night, so I don't know.
I guess we gotta tune in. It's a good time to tune in, actually.
Gotta tune in to actually watch some late night.
Because this is the one thing that I've really noticed now is that, like, ever since, like, Conan and stuff, that's all been happening, Conan's show has gotten raunchy as hell.
Well, because he has nothing to lose.
That's what I'm saying. So people should tune into this stuff. It's going to get dirty.
How raunchy was it? What's going on?
It's just like the content and stuff like goes into that direction of like, you just been Jack Cote. Like, you know, it's to that level, basically. Like the jokes are getting dirty. They're getting down and dirty.
Oh, dang. And also, it's not like kids are watching anyway.
Yeah, it's late. Kids shouldn't be watching. It's past prime time.
So, like, they should be talking like that all the time.
They should.
So, my brother said the other day that anyone who watches late night are probably, like, I don't know, I don't want to quote him exactly, but he basically said that they're, like, dumb people because they probably don't have good jobs because they're not, like, ready to go to bed for their next day's work because they're not working or something like that.
Well, I don't know if that's going to be correct. Since we can, if we get the Nelson's ratings, we're gonna see how many people are those types of people. People just watch it, man. You can't really judge on that.
I wonder who the average person is that watches late night on a day to day, like everyday basis. Because, you know, I think most people might tune in like here and there. I don't know. Like, I wonder who like the people are that really watch it like constantly, like are like hardcore fans.
I think there's a lot of people that do. Or else, why would it be around?
Because,
you know what I'm saying? Why would it be around if it wasn't?
Either way, another American tradition down the drain.
No, it might be back up. Who knows? They might be changing their mind left and right. Really, whatever happens.
So do you think, like, but Conan already said no. So what do you mean by changing their mind? Do you think that, okay, here's a scenario. I know this is totally nuts and, like, maybe, like, too good to be true and has too much heart and is, like, un-Hollywood. But what if one day, what if tomorrow NBC like wakes up and then they're like, oh, you know, this is a effed up situation. This is horrible. We should not have done what we did. And then they're like, you know what, Jay, your show failed.
No, they should. Jay, fuck off.
They're gonna be like, you know what, we just want Conan back and everything. Jay, just go away. And, you know, maybe they'll give him a few things, throw him a bone every now and then. But then they're just like, oh, we just want Conan to host the Tonight Show. And they make things all right. And then, you know, they all hug and stuff. Do you think that will ever happen? I don't think it will. But I'm just wondering if somebody will all of a sudden wake up and have a heart tomorrow morning.
In an awesome world, that would be so great if all of a sudden, like, NBC's like, we take it back. We want Conan. The kids love Conan.
You know, they actually, what? If someone on the internet starts enough of a crazy rally, you... Like some supporting of Conan.
There should be a Leno boycott. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, if there is some like crazy thing like that,
that'd be cool.
And then like everyone just like hashes back at Leno, and then NBC is like, you know what, we did a bad choice, and they like acknowledge everything, and then they're just like, come on back, Conan.
I mean, that's actually one thing
that
I want.
Conan would actually even come back?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, if enough people want him, and of course, if they're business and they know that the money is there, they'll go for it. Because I want that to happen. I want to see what happens if, like, when Leno comes back, that there's a contest to see how low of ratings we can get him. I want to see that. Like, how many people can we not get to watch Leno? That'll be interesting.
Start a campaign.
A campaign of not watch. Like,
don't watch Leno.com.
Yeah, don't watch Leno.com.
See, we're coming up with all these ideas.
And also
for
get,
you.
You know, just like how people like were boycotting, like they were saying some stars would not show up to the Leno show before. They should now take, you know, reinforce that. But I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
They're not. See, that's not going to happen. If people, you have something to promote, they, you're going to
yeah,
go on the show.
Yeah,
you're not
go
just
going
to be like,
it.
Oh, well, you did that to Conan, so I'm not going to
yeah.
go.
But they were boycotting it, though. Like, there were stars that were not
like,
showing up
like
to the Jay Leno show.
Name some names. Name names.
It wasn't names. It was like, agencies or people who worked on, like, ABC or a certain time.
Oh, really?
Like, if you have, like, a show that's on ABC...
Yeah, but that's more like a network thing. That's not really like about
at 10 o'clock. If you had like a show that was at 10 o'clock, like
yeah, but that's not against Jay Leno. That's more like a network thing.
Yeah, but it's against a show.
Kind of, but it's more like a network battle rather than like a personal battle of like hating actually Jay Leno.
But when is it not a network battle?
Never. But
it's always a money battle. It's a ratings money battle. Who can grab the most and get the most?
Man, this just reaffirms like how cruel Hollywood is, and just
it's
the world
not,
in
it's,
general.
It's just. It's not. We can't blame Hollywood. We just blame. Just
something though.
We gotta point fingers at somebody, right?
It's just business. You know, like just it's horrible.
It's we just blame society. We just blame people in general because they want to buy their products.
It's just everything is just horrible. You know,
I blame fate for fate's turning in this direction. Fate favoring the evil.
Or you could even blame the Olympics. Do you think the Olympics really had that much to do with it? Because then they were like, oh, well, all our shows are getting crazy with the schedule. And then that's when all the affiliates were complaining about Jay Leno's ratings.
I feel bad for the Olympics because, like, I feel year in year, no one cares about the Olympics
that's
more and more.
That's not true, though, because remember the China ceremony? Everyone watched that and everyone thought that was fantastic.
Because
at least the opening
ceremony. Because it looked cool, but, like, I just feel like...
I feel like that was a big event, though.
But what, with your word on the... Yeah, but that wasn't even an event. Like, it wasn't like a, oh, look at this race.
Yeah, it wasn't an actual sport, but I just remember the next day everyone was like, oh, the Olympics opening ceremonies in China was fantastic, and it got good vibes.
Yeah.
And also, the best thing about that was watching the speed racing walking. What was it? Speed walking.
The speed walking?
I didn't even know there was a speed walking category in the Olympics. But it was crazy, because all these people were like... It was like walking as fast as possible without running. It's the
always,
weirdest thing to watch.
We always
it basically
bring up
looks
the,
like ducks waddling.
Oh, we always bring up the speed walking.
No, seriously,
speed walking
I
in
was
the
like,
rain. Speed walking in the
it
rain
was
of
in
all
the
places.
Rain. And then you can get like three warnings. So like somebody can be like, oh, if they see that two of your feet are
right,
off
all right,
the ground at the same time,
all right, tell
you
me
get
this.
A warning.
Tell me this. Would you go for this? Would this be the event? Would speed walking be the event that Carolyn applies for or
applies for?
Tries for?
I would go. I don't know. That looks hard. Speed walking really. You can make fun of it all you want, but it looks really hard.
I just think it's so amazing that that's the
event I was drawn towards.
Yeah, that's the event where you're like, oh my god, we're gonna watch 5 hours of this, and they're just walking in a circle, and it's raining. One of the things that like amazed you so much was like the referees. They're like, how the fuck does that person know they lifted their feet?
Yeah, because they're actually it's so close to running, so it's like
how do you not?
It's not
run?
Just like normal. It's not like normal walking. It's like walking like speed walking, you know. But it's like you can't pick up 2 feet at the same time. But it was getting intense because it was near the end of the race. It was near the end of the race, and then like
all
this
I see
one
is
girl
like hip bones. This is when I was watching that, all I see is like hip bones side
and
by.
It basically looks like just ducks waddling really fast, and then just because the form, I guess, like the way their arms and their hips move, and this one girl already got 2 out of 3 warnings, and she was like barely in the front, and I was like, oh my god, Joe, if she gets one more warning, she gets out, and then the other person wins.
That Russian, was it a Russian or whatever?
Mother Russia. She's not Russian, she's speed walking. She was a Russian to the end of the race.
It's
the
that,
Russian
like,
Russian
that to me was like equivalent to us, like if we were to watch this event, you know, like how they have like an event where they like throw the puck or whatever it is, and people are supposed to sweep in front of it so it goes quicker.
I don't know what that's called.
But you know what I'm talking about?
There's like all these events that I never heard of, though. You know how when you finally realize about an animal species that you never heard of, and you're like, oh my god, I never knew that that was a real animal species, and like it's just discovered. Well, like by watching the Winter Olympics last year, I discovered like three events that I never even knew, like, were actual sports. Like, I'm like, what? Speedwalking's an actual sport? I just thought it was like for people to walk around in the mall.
That was just
like,
something we're not allowed to do in gym is speedwalk.
Yeah, they're like, no speedwalking.
You gotta run. You gotta run.
You have to run. Like, the, like,
speed, no, I need like, to go for the Olympics.
Like, speedwalking was like a lesser sport in high school or something. They're like, must run only.
Imagine someone training for speedwalking.
I bet it's really intense.
But like when you see them on the side of the road,
yeah, I would think like, that something.
It's like you'd be like, that guy's like, how come that guy's just not running?
I would think that something was wrong.
Why does he just run? What if he drove behind him and made him run?
Didn't the dad from Malcolm in the Middle? Wasn't there an episode where he was training to be a speed walker? And he looked all silly like that, though. No one ever talks about Malcolm in the Middle anymore. Why do I remember that episode? That's kind of creepy.
Why is it kind of creepy?
I don't know. Just
it's not kind of creepy. Kind of creepy is Jay Leno getting a show back.
Oh, hi. I got my show back.
It's just
I need to master a Jay Leno impression.
But speed walking.
Yes, that is my favorite Winter Olympics, just so y'all know. I also like bobsled.
That wasn't Winter Olympics. That was a Summer Olympics.
No, it wasn't. That was winter.
Why would there be running?
No, China was Summer Olympics,
why
right?
Would there? Yeah, why would there be running in the Winter Olympics?
I don't know. That would be cool, though. They should have speed walking in Winter Olympics.
It's like, and you wear these tiny panties, too.
And then, or they have to wear those shoes that have like a tennis racket on it. What are those?
What is that? Oh, yeah,
those toboggan shoes or whatever?
They have a tennis racket on it. Like, some guy's like, are you serious? I gotta wear that. Doesn't that defeat the purpose of me?
We're gonna invent a new sport for the Winter Olympics since, like, all these new sports are being invented, I guess. It should be called toboggan speed racing. And people wear those tennis racket shoes.
I want to wear those shoes one day. How are you supposed to? It's like basically they're just making it.
What are they even for?
They're for nothing. They're just like, we're going to make this into an Olympic sport. What is it? I don't know. Put some disgruntled tennis players. They're like, we got to make it into the Olympics somehow. Put this on our feet. Come on.
I bet training for the speed walking is pretty intense, though.
Well, that's today's show, America.
Team Conan.
We are here, West Coast, saying what's up. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
We'll see you next week, and which will still be in the West Coast, so we'll check you later. Happy,
adios.
Happy West Coast.
Adios, amigos.
See you later. See you later from the Grand Canyon. Good night. Yeah!